This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, what an amazing day when French President Macron gets what he deserves, a beautiful smack to the face. And why is a smack to the face so satisfying to see? Because this is the individual who allowed our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be slandered, even though he knew how offensive this was to the Muslims from France, from his own society, and for the Muslims around the world as they expressed their outrage. But he said, this is freedom of speech. And we all know the reality of this claim of freedom of speech. If we were to use the same analogy, talking about another religious minority in France or around the world, will we have the same freedom? Or another group, a movement around the world, will we have the same freedom of speech? And now the question comes for Mr. Macron. This French citizen who expressed his anger towards you, you've done a horrible job as a president. You've ruined the economy. You've ruined the relations that France had with the Muslims around the world. So he expressed himself. Freedom of speech, freedom of a nice slap to the face. So is this going to be freedom that's going to be allowed as well? And why is it so beautiful? Because a smack, you couldn't get something that's more humiliating than a smack to the face. That's why you see in MMA, when you have people like the Diazes, the Stockton smack, and they look at their opponent, because the smack is humiliating. And Allah tells us in the Quran, subhanAllah, when you look in Surah Al-Hajj, وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. And whoever Allah humiliates, then no one can bestow honor upon him. And Allah told us in Surah Al-Kawthar about the ones who slander our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. That indeed your enemy, they're the ones who are cut off. They're the ones who are cut off from all forms of khair and all forms of good. Alhamdulillah, the dua, the prayers of Muslims all around the world has been answered. To see this individual who tried to humiliate our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to see him humiliated in this life, we all know that if he doesn't repent in the hereafter, he's going to receive al-azab al-muheen, the humiliating punishment in the hereafter. He'll get what he deserves in the hereafter, but alhamdulillah, he got what he deserved in this life.